RNZ National, and it's time for Pre-Wired with Danielle Street. Hi, Danielle.
Kia ora, nice to be here.
So what have you got for us tonight?
Oh, a little bit of a mixed bag. I'm going to start off with something international from Tina Rewin. We've got Takal Taha featuring Micah Nelson. I thought I might have to go back a little bit in time to give us a bit of history about this band because they've been together about 40 years since, 1979. They formed as a group of displaced people. They're a group of Tuareg musicians, and the Tuareg people are descended from nomads who travelled in caravans around the Sahara Desert. When they were displaced from their home in Mali, they were forced to live in the south of Algeria, and that's when they got together as a band. They would go into the bush together and make tea and have a party and play traditional music from their homeland. And then they began composing their own songs, though still rooted in those traditional rhythms and sounds. But lyrically, they were speaking more to their situation as displaced people and the politics that were affecting them. So this was quite a different thing for this style of music, and it really became a revolutionary sound for Tuareg music, and it was sort of part of a grassroots, a culture shift, I guess, and they became the grassroots voice of the rebellion. Eventually, they were able to return to Mali after a ceasefire in the 1990s, and we'll skip forward in a few jumps because obviously 40 years is a long time to cover. But in 2001, they gained a lot of international notoriety as a band thanks to the release of their first proper album, the Radio Tistars Sessions, which had worldwide distribution. Around that same time, they started adding younger musicians to their collective because, getting on a bit by that stage and people move around and stuff. And those younger musicians hadn't been through the same military conflicts, but they added to the group's musical evolution. And the band went from strength to strength. They won a Grammy Award in 2011 for Best World Music Album. And again, we'll jump forward from 2011 to now because they're still making music and they're about to put out another album. On September 6th, they're releasing Armija. And this album was recorded in a really interesting way, in a nomadic way. They got an old caravan and they turned it into a studio and they drove across northwest Africa, huge chunks of land, and they'd stop every few days and set up camp and play music and basically do what they used to do as a band back in the day and drink tea and party and play music under the stars. And near the end of this trip, they set up properly and they recorded this record, basically playing to scorpions in the desert.
Yes, great.
So, yeah, and what they've done, they've got these songs together, but they also have got some more contemporary musicians with them as well who have recorded over the top of it. We have Warren Ellis, who people might be familiar with from the Bad Seeds, Cass McCombs, who's a folk musician, and Nora Mintsemali, who is a well-known musician as well. This song in particular, they have Willie Nelson's son, Micah Nelson, and he's added mandolin and charango, which is an instrument from the lute family.
Oh, I wondered what he was playing on this. So this music, I've had a listen to this track, and it's definitely what you'd call feel-good music.
Yes, absolutely. It's sort of that, yeah, it just gives you a sense of harmony and peace, I think, yeah.
Still I am more than a casual touch.
This is Lately with Karen Hay, and I'm here with Danielle Street for Pre-Wired. That was great.
Yeah, I really like the end of the track there where it sort of stops and then goes back to a very, very traditional sound and acoustic sort of organic sound. It's a great change.
For those who just joined us, who was that again?
Tina Rewin.
Good, well pronounced. Tina Rewin.
Yeah.
All right. Featuring Micah Nelson on those exotic instruments.
Yeah.
This next track is from Two Sisters.
Yes.
Or Sisters, I guess you call them, not Two Sisters. Sisters, I've seen them play, and we talked about the gig with...
Kate Le Bon.
Yeah, Kate.
That's right.
That's right. Because they supported Kate Le Bon.
Yeah. Good fit for her too, I think. And they're so intriguing to watch live. They do those sort of synchronised movements with these big... big sleeved garments on, I think, in that particular show as well, and really captivating to
beautiful.
Watch.
Beautiful. It's like it's really reminiscent to me of the Cocteau Twins or that style of music.
Absolutely.
There's nothing violent or ugly about it. It's all beautiful. It's like the muse has visited Earth.
Yeah, definitely. I think the words angelic and ethereal get thrown around quite a bit in
Hard
relation.
Not to.
In relation to Purple Pilgrims, yeah.
So they have a recording studio at, they live in Thames, did you say?
I think they go between
Thames
and Auckland.
Thames, right.
Yeah, and I believe this was recorded in Tapu, though, which is more near Coromandel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Really looking forward to this album and just everything they do. I think they're sensational,
yeah.
These two.
It actually took me a few listens to get into this track, I think, because it starts very operatic and, you know, I think it's Valentine that's singing. It's so intense, and then it kind of really kicks in as a pop song, and I feel like we're going more in a sort of Kate Bush kind of way with that feeling. But I really like it. So the song is Two Worlds Apart, and it's the first single from this upcoming album, as you mentioned, Perfumed Earth. And they've signed to Flying Nun to release this record as well. So I think it's out early August. Great signing for Flying Nun too.
And as for you mentioned, both parties. Couldn't be better.
Indeed. We did mention that they're two sisters, Clementine and Valentine. And
they are their real names.
Yeah. Right. Clementine and Valentine Nixon. As we discussed, they sort of go between Auckland and Thames, but they've also, I think they grew up in Christchurch and they spent some time being homeschooled in Hong Kong as well, so quite sort of nomadic there. This song, Two Worlds Apart, to me it seems like they're speaking about their relationship as sisters. They're sort of so close and often paired together, but also it's speaking to their differences, I think. Beautiful, beautiful track.
Here's Purple Pilgrims in Two Worlds Apart. RNZ National in the track Two Worlds Apart from Purple Pilgrims, and it's the choice of Danielle Street on Pre-Wired tonight on Lately. Stunning.
Yeah. They've had help from a few friends on that one too. I know that they've had improvisational saxophonist Jeff Henderson, who's an Auckland local, and guitar legend Roy Montgomery, who hails from Christchurch, I believe. Yeah. And their friend Gary Waugh from the States as well.
At the gig, when they were playing, it was like these people were mesmerised, just sort of open-mouthed, staring at them with the wind machine going. They might have even had a smoke machine. No, perhaps not.
If people aren't familiar with them, they also have very striking long hair. They do seem otherworldly, it's for sure.
Yeah, it's a nice combo. Now let's go to Ron Gallipoli.
Yes, he's an interesting one. Ron Gallipoli is the solo moniker of Auckland-based musician Sam Bradford. Some people may be familiar with him from Sharpie Crows, which was an experimental band of sorts, quite active in sort of 2012, 2013. As Ron Gallipoli, he releases music quite sporadically. He sort of just pops up every now and then, I guess when he feels like he's got something to say. His music tends to be quite loaded with social commentary, taking aim at the media.
I was listening to this track before and I thought, did he just say somewhere out there there's a venereal disease with your name on it?
He did.
Right.
I wasn't going to bring that up. I wondered if keen-eared listeners might catch that one. Yeah, so his music can be quite acerbic and very tense and uncomfortable, but it often has quite a catchy quality as well, and can be quite danceable. He had coined some of his earlier music as tropical industrial, and with this single, which is called Jamboree, he's called it MIDI soul.
MIDI soul?
Yeah, MIDI soul.
What does the MIDI stand for?
MIDI is a musical instrument digital interface, so it's basically a way of controlling sound in your computer,
right.
Whether that's by keyboard or there's all sorts of different types of MIDI interfaces.
There's a little piece on him in Under the Radar, and I don't know who wrote it, but who described him as a cast-out imaginary member of Split Enz.
Yes. I think
that's a lovely piece of
great
writing.
Great description of him. I think I know who probably wrote that. That would be Chris Cudby, the editor, but I saw that too and I thought it was perfect.
Okay, triple stars for you, Chris.
Yeah. What I find interesting about Jamboree, this song in particular, is the building of tension, because there's all this build-up. You think it might erupt into a kind of cacophony, but it doesn't quite happen. So I don't know if this song is part of an album and then the cacophony happens later, you know, and all the aggression, but it's this tension he builds and it makes you feel a bit uneasy, but he's quite good at it.
Not surprised with the lyrical content. He's building a bit of tension there. It's not very Deepak Chopra, is it?
We're running the gamut here.
All right, let's play it. Ron Gallipoli in Jamboree. Danielle, thank you very much. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks' time.
Will do. Thanks.
Smashes an apple into his face. So I smash an apple into Ricky's face.